falling into a hole. Whoa!
Hey, that's how it gotta be done. That's how we gotta do it.
Holy shit.
That's good.
Yo, welcome to the Culture Shock, y'all.
It's the Culture Shock.
It's Phoenix.
It's Lix.
It's Crystal.
We back once again. Another week in ISO. It's almost over, guys.
Oh, God. Yeah, because I'm on a goddamn...
It's almost over.
Jump off a goddamn cliff.
Hey, shit. You would have thought it was jumping. You would have thought the city never shut down, how busy it's been these last 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
You know how many accidents it's been?
Are you serious?
Man, listen. I see so many accidents, like, to the point where a motherfucker flipped his car upside down on fucking, you know, up there by Euclid and Superior?
Yeah.
He flipped his car up on that little thing.
Yeah, that little thing, yeah.
Yeah, he flipped his car up on there. Like, it's been, and it ain't, that, like, these ain't cheap cars, too. Like, some of these cars are foreign cars. So it just let me know that some of these people can't, they don't know how to drive a foreign. So they need to cut it out.
Listen, I've been a staunch advocate that we need to cut down on our population anyway. So, you know, if COVID takes a few hundred thousand people out, man, you know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? We gotta start thinning the herd anyway. So,
Jesus Christ.
man, you sound like Trump. You sound like Trump now, man.
I know, right?
You just start acting brand new, motherfucker. I don't even know you now, man.
Just gotta let a few people go,
my
bro.
God,
what happened?
There's too many stupid people in here, and they reproduce at a high rate. Okay.
I have always said, people, to have a baby, you should have to get a license. You have to have a license to fucking drive. You should have a license to fucking open your legs and get knocked up. I'm sorry. You know?
You're not hard.
A license to fuck.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, I'm sorry. If not, then fucking sterilize them. If you're an idiot, fucking get your goddamn tubes tied.
I'll be out there struggling.
I won't be getting none messing with Crystal. I won't be getting nothing.
Let's start with this. How was y'all's Memorial Day?
It was Memorial Day?
Yeah. Now, like, we're seven holidays.
Oh, my
into,
God.
Into quarantine. So
yeah.
Did you guys do anything for Memorial Day?
I actually posted a nice thing on my Facebook and a tribute to all the fallen soldiers and the thing that Memorial Day is about. And I cursed a couple of people who were like, yay, happy Memorial Day. Enjoy your parties. It's not what this is about. It's not a happy celebratory holiday. It's a memorial holiday. But anyway, but what did I do? I did a cookout. I did hamburgers and hot dogs, and I had my uncle and aunt over. And that's it. Not a party because it's not a celebrate holiday party type day, but we did have people over and I did have a cookout. Yeah.
Now my Memorial Day was mixed with my sister's birthday because her birthday was yesterday.
Okay.
And she, you know, like I said, she didn't get to celebrate, so she basically threw Memorial Day in with her birthday celebration. So
she's
probably just now done.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, celebrating.
Didn't she say she has like birthday month for her?
Yeah, she had a birthday weekend.
Oh yeah,
and it's funny because she, you know how people pin money on you, you know what I'm saying, for your birthday or whatever.
So we
pin money on her, you know, because it's her birthday, and she's like, you know, technically my birthday.
I want you coming to my next birthday party. If you pin money on people for their birthday, shit.
Yeah, we do that. Like, but like,
we still do that, yeah.
Is that a black thing?
I thought everybody did that.
I thought it was a birthday thing.
That's like in a strip club thing. You pin money to somebody, or you put it, you know.
No,
don't you pin money to people?
All right, look,
it's a little different.
You ain't getting no money for your birthday, Crystal. You be getting chipped. You been getting gypped.
You been getting gypped.
Put no money on your chest for your birthday. He's big on honey. I thought it was a birthday thing. If that's a black thing, Crystal,
I don't know.
That you start asking your friends, like, hey, y'all pin money on your chest on your birthday?
I have never been to a birthday party where people pin money on people.
Wow. Well, okay. That's new. Okay.
See, I've shocked your culture.
I thought it was a birthday thing. I thought everybody did this shit. I didn't know this was a black thing. I didn't know that.
Hilarious. Huh. No, but my sister did it because, you know, her birthday technically was yesterday. So she just kept it on all 3 days and, you know, went different places just to be like, you know, it's my birthday.
I got a blank spot right here.
Yeah, she is. She definitely is.
My God.
And she raked up, too. Like, I guarantee you she got an extra, like, $30, $40 just from wearing it out in public.
No shit. I've never seen it. I've never heard of it. Wow.
Yeah, that's the hustle right there.
Damn.
That's the birthday hustle, sweetie.
Damn.
You know?
Damn.
Go out. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the only thing that sucked, too, because, like, if she could actually go out to, like, clubs or anything, stuff like that, she'd have raked up another, like, 200. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because just to be able to go out, Christy, dance with the money on you.
Yeah. Strangers would come up to you and give you money. If you had a club, a party, or a bar or something, you got money picked on you, strangers will give you money.
I have never even, but you know what though? I'm not a big clubber. I know that's surprising, right? But, I've never seen it. Wow. Last club I ever went to was probably my fucking bachelorette party, which was 22 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, you need to get out more. No.
What an interesting thing to say during a time of quarantine.
I know, right? Jesus. You need to go get yourself some COVID there. Goddamn.
Look, so I barbecued. Like, so I found a newfound respect for people that barbecue for a living or stand over a grill, and that's all that you get. I had to apologize to my mom. I'm like, yo, I apologize, Mom, for, you know, giving you shit all the time when you barbecue. And yeah, it was that, like, I did all the prepping of the meat. I barbecued all the meat. You know what I'm saying? My mother did sides and everything. I ain't do the shit. I ain't do the kebabs. But yeah, man. I had to actually recoup for 2 days, man, because my body was hurting.
Well, yeah.
I started at 10 o'clock. I didn't end till. Well, I didn't end cooking till like 2 to 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
But people started showing up. Like, we didn't have a party. People showed up.
Yeah.
Now, Crystal, let me explain to you about this situation.
That's how they happen at my house, so I guess.
Oh, it's how it happened. Oh, so you know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
It just happened, you know. Some people try to come in and get some free food. Nah, you go to the store, you ain't getting nothing.
You don't come with a dish, you don't get nothing.
Exactly. Yeah,
you gotta show up with something, man.
You don't show up.
So
it's like going to a goddamn birthday party.
I was like, yo, this is painful. I don't plan on doing this.
No, it's not fun. It's not fun. It's like cooking a holiday dinner. You start at like 6 o'clock in the morning, you end at like 2, and you're just fucking done. You're exhausted, you're hot, you're miserable. You're not hungry because you just spent the whole goddamn day cooking it. You're not going to fucking eat it. I know.
Exactly. I didn't eat till the next day, and I still ain't eat the full meal.
I gotcha. I know. Oh.
But, I mean, other than that, it was absolutely hot. When it happened in the last couple of years, it was absolutely hot. It was hot. So, that was a good thing. You know, I got to see a couple of people or whatever. It was just a good, it was a good vibe, I can tell you that.
Cool. Very cool. I love cookouts. I love, like, I don't do hamburgers and stuff very often just because it's just not something I do. But I made hamburgers and I, you know, sauced them up, seasoned them up. I made them with, like, a crap ton of Worcestershire, she a shosh and a crap ton of grated Parmesan, and they were really, really almost soupy. They were so, like the meat was so, like, loose. I had, like, smashed it together, and they kept breaking open on the grill, but oh my god, it was so good. Holy crap.
And do he mean, like, shut the internet now?
You know, the way he said it, well, he that's what he sounded like, right? And I'm like,
yeah.
I can't, that big cable that runs on the bottom of the Atlantic between the between Europe and America. Yeah, he'll just go down there and clip it. He probably thinks that that's how it works.
I mean, he's just says stuff, you know, like,
yes, diarrhea of the mouth.
And it's like, and like, no one really knows what to take seriously or not, because
and so nobody takes anything seriously anymore.
Right, exactly. So it's sort of just like, listen, whatever, if he does it, well, like first off, when it comes to the internet,
yeah,
there's not much he can really do.
No, honestly.
Like, at least not anytime soon.
No,
like it would take a long time, a lot of legislation. A lot of things that would have to pass
exactly
for that to happen. So on that issue, he's just blowing smoke out of his ass.
Hell yeah! But
it just shows how fucking petty this motherfucker is, bro.
And how stupid he thinks that the American public is, or the world is. You know, and I'm like,
And, like, I know I said a few weeks ago, like, I was probably going to vote for him. I can't vote for this shit, bro. Like, I've lost all my patience with this. Like,
yeah,
I get it. If you just couldn't do Hillary, I 100% understand.
Yeah.
And personally, I don't want to do Joe Biden at all.
I'm not going to vote. No, I'll do a write-in. You know?
Yeah, I think I'm going write-in.
All right, hey Phoenix, I'll vote for you. You vote for me.
He's a dick. Biden's a dick.
Yes, yeah. He is.
I was listening to that Breakfast Club.
That's my whole rant. That's my whole rant today. Like, awesome. Ooh-wee. We got words for that.
I only seen parts. I mean, only heard parts of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, first of all, I was like, you know what? Yeah, I'm like, okay. I'm like, okay, Bernie.
We should
write
him in.
I said, oh, no, not Biden.
No.
Hey, you say, when would you in the hood work?
I'm a man. Woo, anyway. Too many foul words. So what was the tweet that Twitter corrected exactly? Which one was it?
I don't know. Let me find that. I'll find the exact tweet. Hang on. I had them all separated and written down and all of that, but I've lost them. So I'll look for that. He said, "We can't let large scale mail in ballots take root in our country." I'm sorry. There was a fucking pandemic. He also said,
I feel like, this is all an elaborate effort for him, for it to make so much more sense when he loses.
Yeah, like, exactly.
He's not right. Playing this smart. He's going for, like, making all the most brazen mistakes imaginable that anybody could make.
Right.
And he doesn't really have a good end game. Like, assuming that he wanted to win, right? What is your goal? To reopen the entire country so you can do rallies and what? Continue to get people sick? Like, you're just hurting your cause, bro. And then, like I said, one of the topics today is that, you know, we have multiple states reopen. We don't have any testing. We still don't have a vaccine. And, you know, people who've been isolating for a long time, and they are ready. Like, they've charged out there, you know what I'm saying? You've seen the beaches, you've seen bars, people are shoulder to shoulder again.
Yeah.
No masks, no gloves, like, as if this is over, and it's not. And what are you gonna do? Like, you know, you got to know that people are as a whole, people are pretty stupid, and they're not protecting themselves, and you're out there saying, let's reopen everything, you're just being irresponsible on top of that. Huh. Like I said, man, the stupid people, they outnumber us and they keep fucking. So, you know,
I told you, they need a license.
Right. If it takes, you know, a few more 100,000 people that got to go, then they got to go. Because I'm like, y'all doing this to yourself at this point.
I agree.
That's why they opened it up. That's why they opened everything. First off, you're not going to lose money. We're not in a recession. Everything's going to hold. For them to lose money like they did, it fucked up a lot. So what you going to do? You can't just keep the country on lock and everything could move. You know what I'm saying? And shit, you just scared everybody to dry up some of their companies. Shit, they was like, fuck it, open it up. Everybody at your own risk, do what you feel. You die, you die.
Yeah, this is survival of the fittest, boys. Survival of the fucking fittest.
Well, listen, I'm gonna survive because
so am I.
Y'all ain't gonna get me with this bullshit. It just look, I'm prepared to wear the mask and the gloves like well into like 2022. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just firmly believe this is gonna be the norm for a lot longer than people realize.
I agree.
And you know what I'm saying? And like people playing like loose footed with this shit, I done seen the post on like Facebook and shit.
Yep.
People calling it a hoax, people saying it's not real, people saying like it's about to be over or the numbers aren't real. I'm like, yeah, all of that, you know what I'm saying?
Those are the same people who say that, you know, that we didn't land on the moon.
Right, exactly. It's like, you know what, that's all cute.
We did it. No,
like that's all cute and good and like, but I'll check on you in 30 days when you ain't got a respirator. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I know, because, like, I think we asked before, like, we each got somebody, like, not exactly, like, terribly close to us, but definitely somebody we know.
Right.
Who has come down with it. And so, like, it's close enough to where I'm like, precautions necessary, and especially because it's not about me. I'm not worried about me giving you coronavirus.
Right.
I'm worried about your bitch ass, your unmasked ass, walking around here touching shit, breathing hard, coughing on shit.
I smoke weed.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
all I can say is that instead of don't believe, it's not. I'm out here. I couldn't sit around the house. I just can't do it.
But
I do my 6 feet thing.
Yeah.
Wash my hands. Cause I handle money and all of that. But I'd be like, okay. All right.
A very good friend of mine is a nurse and she's like, please don't wear gloves everywhere. Just wash your fucking hands.
Right.
Gloves don't because, do anything but
like,
yeah.
Yeah, because I'm like, you're touching stuff throughout the day. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's all getting on your gloves. So it's like,
exactly. You're spreading.
Right. You only need to wear your gloves for like a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
And then
for one task.
Yeah, for one task. And one then task. You need to discard them. So yep. Like,
yep, exactly.
It's just like, and these are the kind of things where if we had someone responsible in leadership, maybe we would be getting these messages. But you know,
we're becoming a country of self-governing, intelligent people, and I mean the people who unmute myself. Hang on.
Some people. That's what I mean. Some people gotta go. Like. Some motherfuckers gotta go, bro. It's an unfortunate reality, but if you don't want to play by the rules that the rest of us set, deuces. So that was on a light note. Let's let's go into something a little bit heavier. I don't know if you saw the news recently. In Minneapolis, man was, arrested by Minneapolis police. He was on the ground, face down, and the police officer put his knee into his neck and held it there until he could no longer breathe. This ended up cutting off his oxygen, and the man died. His name was George Floyd. This sparked protests in Minneapolis for just a ridiculous, no other way to put it, but murder of, I mean, I don't want to call the guy innocent. I don't know anything about him, but that happened in Minneapolis. I was just curious what you guys, if you heard about it or if you saw anything on it, and what your thoughts were on that.
What I saw is innocent. I mean, my thing is, it's, you're innocent until you're proven guilty. The man was not proven guilty, and I think that that cop definitely should have been fucking fired.
I think he was eventually.
Yeah, he was. But I mean, why? Why does this shit keep happening? Like, seriously? I'm not about, you know, white cop versus black criminal, or black accused criminal, or black cop versus white accused criminal. I don't give a shit. You're a cop. You represent the law. You don't represent somebody's better than you. You're better than somebody else, so you can like kneel on their throat and suffocate them and kill them. I'm sorry. That is not cool. Now this guy needs to be, you know, put on trial. Maybe somebody can kneel on his throat.
Yeah.
The thing about what I feel about it is it's still happening. The protest that happened, because I was in a debate about it, and it wasn't that it was so much of a debate. It was basically saying, hey, you know, I feel where they come from. Even though they did, you know, damage a couple cops, they did damage some vehicles and everything else, and, you know, but the question was, is that the only time black people raise up? I say, if you look at the video, from where dude was standing, as you see the cops, as you see people coming forward, you, what you see, and I disrespect to you, Crystal, but you see more whites than you see blacks.
I know.
That's why you didn't see them shoot. That's why you ain't see no shooting in the crowd, real life. So with, you also seeing genuine people not even thinking about color. They just thinking about humanity.
Exactly.
You're a cop. Your job is to protect and serve.
Not to go out here and
kill nobody no reason at all.
No reason at all.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what and I'm in that debate, like, you know, I understand, I get it. I actually like how they, as people, you know, came together and was like, no, we ain't gonna have it. I like it. But from what I was saying, what I was trying to get them to understand is that, you know, they like tear it up. They tore up a police station. I'm like, no, they didn't. If they would have went into a police station, you know how many people would have got killed for going into a police station like that?
Yeah.
Even if they would have overtook the police station, you know how many people would have died? So, no, they didn't do that. No. I said another thing. If they tear anything up in that area, it's in their neighborhood. It's in their community. People like, oh, well, they don't own no store. Blah, blah, blah. I say, it doesn't matter. They tear that store up today. Tomorrow, they got to turn around and look at that store that they tore up, that they go to faithfully every day, and they tore it up. They're not going all the way out yonder and tearing up white people's stuff. They not.
They're gonna tear up right next to them.
That's what they're gonna tear up. And
it's opportunity. It's opportunity.
That has always baffled me.
It's always, like, yeah.
Why would you destroy your own neighborhood when your neighborhood didn't do anything? Like, you know what I'm saying? If anything, like, I wish they would have gone to the police station. I'm like, you ain't gotta, I mean, I don't want you to go in and, you know, risk your lives or anything. But, like, bruh, bring some eggs. Egg that boy.
Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yes.
You making them comfortable for them. As many people that was out there in them streets, you go, you surround it, you go out there and protest in front of that the police, that's gonna make them uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's ways of going by. Yeah, we're you could be aggressive to make them uncomfortable.
Right.
Not to put them in a situation where we gotta spark violence and everybody gotta start shooting. Because I'm quite sure it was a bunch of guys out there with some guns.
You know what's funny to me, though? You know what's funny? Like, think about, you remember when, I believe it was Michigan, there was like a open, like, you know, there were people who were against the stay-at-home order, and they charged, like, Michigan State Capitol.
Yeah.
Yelling in the face of police officers. Some of them got guns. Like,
fucking and you see stupid.
And you see how well they were treated? Like, they were just held back. No one got tear gas. No one got sprayed. None of that. But the second black people protest about a murder, all of a sudden we can't be within any inches of the police, and you know what I'm saying, we're getting tear gas. We're getting shot at with rubber bullets just for merely protesting the fact that you should stop fucking killing us.
Exactly.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah, those people who stormed those people that stormed the Michigan Capitol about fucking opening up and blah blah blah. Those are the people who need licenses to procreate.
Uh-huh.
Those are the people who need a license to fuck. Sorry.
I don't need a license to do nothing. Okay, I'm going where I'm sorry.
Need a license to fuck.
I am one of those idiots that y'all guys are talking about. Because not that I don't believe in it, it's because that I've survived more than COVID. I got more to worry about. I can walk out the door, somebody can shoot me in my face. I got to worry about the dude next door killing me passionately.
It's not about you, though. That's the whole point.
Not about you. That's exactly
not
it.
Not about you. It's about all of us. So while it may seem like you have to look out for yourself and that you're dealing with other issues, that's one thing. But you're not dealing with the same issues that everybody else is dealing with. You can't sit up there and be like, well, if I'm okay, then it doesn't matter what anybody else is doing. That's selfish. That's ridiculous.
Like,
trust me, if I didn't have to work, bro, I would definitely not be there. I would not be there. This is ridiculous. Like, you're sitting up, they're opening it because they're fucking wrong. They're wrong. That's the period. They're wrong. They are wrong. There's all of this is wrong. There's no, I don't need to work. I do not need to work. I don't need to pay bills. The only reason that this is happening is because people are, this is greed. This is capitalism. This is people trying to make money off of a pandemic. So the whole thing. The idea that you can't care for yourself, that you can't care for others because you don't, you're worried about yourself, is bullshit. That is a bullshit notion.
I got kids.
You cannot say you got exactly. Even more important, you got kids, so it's not about you. You understand that it's not about you. So why exactly are you sitting over here arguing about something that, like,
I'm telling
you're sitting up here saying that it doesn't concern, it's not about you. It literally is not about you. It is about everyone. You have to be considerate of everybody else. Do not sit up here and be like, it's only about me. I only have to worry about money. Everybody has to worry about something. They have to worry about their family. They have to worry about their children. They have to worry about their jobs. They have to worry about their bills. They have to worry about this. They have to worry about health care. And you're sitting up here saying that it doesn't matter. And it doesn't. It is. And you still go to work.
To make that
you business. Still go to work.
Exactly, because I gotta make my money. Why you think they opened up the state?
Because they need to make money. The whole, like,
what you didn't want,
Chris, that's the problem. You don't understand. That's the problem. That is the problem. The problem is the whole fact that you need to work. That is the problem. Do you not hear yourself? Do you not realize what you're saying? That is the problem. Do you not get that? That is the problem. The sheer fact that we have to work, the sheer fact that we are not being taken care of during this time, during this pandemic, when we are all facing the same economic crisis, we're all facing the same public health crisis, the idea that you are saying that it doesn't matter, that is the problem. You don't have to be scared. It's not about you. That's what I'm saying. It is not about you. How is this difficult?
It is about me. This is
my No, it isn't. No, it isn't. It's about the entire fucking country. This does not matter.
And at the end of the day, you still have to work. You go to work for you.
You have to work because of capitalism. It is that simple. This is greed. This is greed. This is greed. Do you understand? This is capitalist greed. That is the only reason we are all working at this time. We are all facing an economic crisis and a public health crisis, and we are dealing with it the wrong way. Period. That is it. Period. We are dealing with an economic crisis and a public health crisis the wrong way. The wrong way. Period. There's no getting around it. No getting around it. We are dealing with a crisis the wrong way. The wrong way. The wrong way. The wrong way. Of course it does. Like I said, the problem isn't me. The problem isn't you. The problem is how we are dealing with this situation. You got to stop looking at things in a personal vacuum. You got to stop looking at it from an individualistic standpoint. You got to start looking at it from a global standpoint. This is a problem that we are facing.
Answer my question, bro. Why you go to work?
Why do you?
Answer my question.
Why? Yo, it's a simple question. I've already answered it. Capitalism. That's why. That's why. If we all have to deal with a same economic crisis and a public health crisis, and we are going about it this way, this is the wrong way. Period. 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 That's it. That's it. I've answered it. I've literally answered it. It's capitalism. It is capitalism. But this is wrong. It's wrong. Bruh, it doesn't matter. It's wrong. You get it, though. It's wrong. You get it, though. It's wrong. It's the wrong way to do this. We are facing an economic crisis and a public health crisis. Going about it this way is wrong. This is wrong.
Let me get what I want to say out. Because at the end of the day, what you say I don't disagree with, what you disagree is me saying, hey, I'm going to go out there and visit the people I've been around, go to places I've been going, knowing that I'm cool. I go out and make my money. What you sitting up here tell me that under capitalism, you got to go out there and make your money. So you tell me, my brother, stop working. If you that feel that deeply about it, stop working.
It's not about that. I can't stop working because of the system that we have. That's what I'm saying. It's wrong.
Don't talk.
It's wrong. I'm telling you that the problem is the system. The problem is the system. It's not us. It's the system. The sheer fact.
I'm not saying you're wrong, Phoenix. But you're sitting up here talking, you're down talking people like me that have to go out here just like you to get it. It doesn't make no difference.
I'm not down talking to you. I'm telling you what the problem is. I'm telling you what the problem is.
I'm just saying, okay.
But you understand that it's wrong, though. You understand that it's wrong, though. Do you understand that it's wrong?
You handle people's food. You deal with different people, Chris, on a regular basis.
I need you to understand. Do you understand that it's wrong, though?
That man, you can put a mask on and still handle cash.
Do you understand that it's wrong, though?
I never said that it wasn't, Phoenix. That's the
okay, then.
Think somebody,
okay, listen, then.
Just because I think it's wrong doesn't mean I have to follow it. Exactly. I don't have to. But what you're telling me is, because I go by what I go through, I'm an idiot. But you go
I didn't say that.
You have,
I didn't say that.
Because you have to.
I didn't say that.
Bruh,
I'm just saying the system itself is wrong, and we've been going about it the wrong way.
I know for a fact that you can't operate without money for them, brother.
That's because we're going about it the wrong way, Chris. Just let me say this one thing. Because I feel like we're agreeing. We're just missing each other. Okay. All I'm saying is, I get what you're saying. All I'm saying is, if everyone in the country is dealing with an economic and a public health crisis, continuing to operate in a capitalist system is the wrong way of going about this, because everyone will be affected. We're all in the same boat, regardless. So therefore, yes, right now, because we're operating in a capitalist system, I have to go to work. Now, you could say, why don't I stop going to work? What's it gonna change? I'm one fucking person. We need to fix that system that says you have to work, you have to make money, because you have to pay these bills, you have to live and eat and all of these things. My point is simply that at a time when the country is facing an economic crisis and a public health emergency, operating in a capitalist system at that point in time needs to end. It needs to pause. It needs to be put on hold. And you have to say, we have to operate under a different system, one that takes care of its workers, ensures everyone health care, and ensures everyone a universal basic income. That's all I'm saying. All I'm saying is, I get the situation that we're in, and we all have to deal with it in our own way. I'm just saying that operating in the capitalist system, as we have been doing, is the wrong method of going about this.
It's always been called working through the kinks, brother.
Say again?
So they open up the state. They got to work through the kinks. Now, I get what you're saying, but you still got to work through the kinks. So what is there? The new normal is for you to wear masks, to wear gloves. And that time, okay, that's fine. That's dandy. You got sanitized. You do this and that and the third. It's always still out there that you don't know if you got it. You might not have symptoms. You don't. It's the fact that it's a simple, that 1%, 2%, whatever, the fact that it's a possibility that you can be around it and not catch it and not feel no symptoms, that's like saying there's hope for you for survival. So yeah, people gonna might test their waters a little bit, whatever the case may be, but at the end of the day, you can't live in fear of it. Because if they live in fear, that's just the whole game. They played the whole game on it. The whole game. They shut down the country. You ain't never seen the shutdown like this. You seen a recession, but you ain't never seen the shutdown like this. And they seen what they lost. Of course they was gonna open up the state, the country. Of course they would, because they had no choice, because they can't feed everyone. They can't. And that's their fault. You're right. The system is messed up. As one person, yes, you're right. We can't say all this. But at the end of the day, it ain't the people that's elected that hold the power. It's the people that hold elected that's up with the money, them the people. And if we ain't got the money up, they the ones that lost. So they the ones that are like, yo, we got to open up. So, yeah, we had to open up because of the biggest picture is it had to open up in order for the money to flow. Regardless of if they told you to go out and stay home or go out there with a mask or this and that, we got to open up because the money got to flow. It never was a recession. Everything was just on pause. I get it. But if you put everything, continue to put everything on pause, everybody would have been out of a job. Just think of that right now. We're about to go through a meat shortage.
If you keep the capitalist system, yes, you're right. But again, I would think if you operate under a different system.
So what do you propose? It's like, okay, we got this system. We got, what do you propose as far as that? I feel you. I get what you're saying. But my whole thing is at the end of the day, the program, I mean, I ain't going to say program. I'm going to say the fact that you have to go out there and get it in order for you to survive. It's not a cap, because I get up and I have to make a way. That's not capitalism or individualism on my side. That's on me knowing that the fact that I have people to take care of. You would do the same. You go out every day. So don't talk down on the guy that got to go out there, because you're talking really for real. Even though you got to go punch a clock, you still talk about yourself, because you still put yourself out of risk and you got to go out there. That's what I'm saying.
I'm glad we could clear that up.
So why not put everybody at risk? You got it's at your own risk.
And that's what I'm saying. But like here's the thing, right? Right now, what we've been doing, what we've been quarantining, self-isolating, trying to keep the spread down, right? Now, and obviously, even in that system, I've still had to go to work, you know what I'm saying? And we're still seeing some businesses stay open and figure out ways to make money, right? Now, let's just say we reopen and it's, you know, widespread, everybody goes out, no big deal, everybody treats it like, you know what I'm saying, like nothing ever happened, right? And then we get struck again, right? At that point, you have to reassess how we are managing this. And I think certainly like it should have been done this time, but I think if we are ever going to experience a second hit of this, we will definitely reassess how we deal with it, because we're not doing enough to curve the spread of this. Because if we were, we probably wouldn't have even been faced with it, to be honest with you. So I think right now we're in a tough situation, but I think if we do get hit again, we really have to reassess how we handle and respond in this situation.
I agree.
I think that's absolutely correct, and it's still the working out the kink situation. Like what we need in effect is something that's going to be solid from here on out, and I don't think we have the people that's capable.
That's
you
for
don't
sure.
You don't think our president can handle this? but he's very rich.
No one, I ain't talking about the president. I'm talking about no one. Period.
We don't have really good leadership on a lot of levels.
No, did you hear Fauci is saying now that the second wave is avoidable. I haven't read the article completely, but our fearless health leader Fauci is saying that it is avoidable having a second wave. Mm-hmm. Is it with the level of response that the American public has shown so far, I don't think it is unavoidable. I think we're fucked.
The following commercials are not intended for buying purposes. We can't stress this enough. Please do not look this shit up. Do not try to buy this. Do not try to create this, because we've already created it. So don't be an asshole. You've been warned.
Waterese, the newest technology designed to specifically help you water your Christmas tree without ruining your knees, your back, or your floor by spilling the water. Simply add water to the jug at the top, pull the trigger, and watch the water flow down seamlessly into the base of your tree waterer, keeping your tree healthy and fresh all season long. Waterese, available at fine retailers. Waterese, good for trees other than Christmas trees as well, so try it outside. Waterese, get yours this season while they are still in stock. Waterese.
You're listening to the best damn trash talking podcast on the entire internet. It's the Culture Shock. Stay tuned for more.
I done seen rock bottom line. Got it out the money, doing fine. One of few that never did time. Knock on wood and I still grind. I done played streets here 9 to 5. In the state, I-95. In the cockpit, with the side to side. In the kitchen, more than dinner time. Wanted to be in that winner's circle so bad, then I had to think about it. These chumps can't hold water. So what the fuck I'm gonna get about it?
Yo, this is Vix, directing live and direct from the corner. But I always talk some fly shit. I always talk some bullshit. I always talk certain shit. I always talk enough shit. You know, that's just what it is. So, I ain't here to talk about, you know, what's going on. I'm just here to give an opinion about what I think should go on. I put a post out there on Facebook earlier today. I asked people, hey, what happened to parenting? What is parenting about now? You know, is parenting being the best friend with your child, with your kids, saying, hey, let's go to the bar together, let's smoke weed together as you grow. You know, you grow and I grow. We grow together. Is this what parenting is about? Or is it about actually gathering your wisdom and passing it on to your young folk and actually striving for them to be the better them and greater than you? So, me personally, I think parenting nowadays is all about what you can bring to the table for your child to see as a positive role model. Whether you're in the same house with your parents, or, you know, both parents in the same house, or even if you're doing a single thing, dads, we need to step up. Moms, we need to lay off a little. Let the fathers go ahead on and handle their business as far as they can. Don't give them too much, because some of these dads are fucked up. You know, sometimes they not handle their business, right? But at the end of the day, you ask yourself, what do you bring to the table? Well, me, I always stress to my kids, I want you guys to be better than me. I want you to go further than me. I don't want you to see my examples as the ones that you have to live with or the ones that define me. But understand what I do is for you and for you to gain knowledge from, and you to take it and you to excel from it. So I don't let no one corrupt their mind on any level as far as what it's like to be a person to understand what's going on around you. I want you to be a better person. I don't want you to ever think that it's good to walk around and disrespect your elders. I was raised to respect my elders. So I want you to, I think that worked for me. I think that gave me manners, good leadership. So I want my sons to present the same thing. You know, walk with your head up. Walk with your chin up. You know, you don't see that nowadays. You see some young guys, some young kids, you walk with their head down, and, you know, that shows lack of confidence. Well, I'm here to say, lift your head up. You know, everybody walk with your chin up and show pride, show strength. You know, I want that. I pass that along to my sons and let them know that, hey, you are the man of tomorrow. You can be anything and anyone that you want to be as long as you put your mind to it. So as I sit here as a parent and tell another parent, I need you guys to elevate your kids in more ways than just being their friend. Be a parent. Be disciplinary to them. Hey, sometimes we got to put that foot down and say, hey, you going to do this. Well, that's what we got to do sometimes. You know, it worked for some of us. Don't get it twisted. Some of us came out all right. Look at Phoenix. The guy's a political genius, and he's from, shit, Collinwood area. Half the kids don't make it, I don't think. But he made it. He's pretty smart. So, you know, we can do something. We can be somebody. You know, let's be fathers. Let's be great mothers. Let's be great fathers. And let's let our kids know that you can be great at all times. So no way, in no shape or form, no one can mold them to the way that they want them without them thinking about it first. So at the end of the day, I put it to you like this. Being a friend to your kid comes third, maybe fourth on the chart. Being a provider, a guider, and absolutely a, you call it a hammer, those are your number three things. And with that, you'll definitely get a personality out your kid that you'll be pleased with for the rest of your life. This is Licks, reporting live from the corner. Let's be safe out here, bitches.
I done seen rock bottom line. Got it out the money, doing fine. One of few that never did time. Knock on wood and I still grind. I done played streets in 9 to 5. In the state, I-95 in the cockpit with the side to side.
Yeah, I dug it. That was good.
I like that. I really like that.
Yeah.
My goal in life, to be a good mother. The rest of it, whatever.
I hate the shitty mom. I hate the shitty dad. Like, I'm not the person that sits up because I've seen it. I don't want my kids.
Exactly.
You, how you and Gracie's ass and Phoenix, how you, you know,
yeah, you've seen me in her ass. Oh my god!
Yeah, so at the end of the day, Phoenix, I can't do nothing but believe you. You talk too fucking much, dude. I can't do nothing but believe you. But at the end of the day, what we pass along to our kids is definitely who our kids going to be. So why not pass them something positive?
My kid is respectful. Yeah, my kid is respectful.
And believe it or not, the way that some of these kids are nowadays, like I seen a question to ask, like, what's a good age for a girl to wear a tube top or half top? And I'm like, when they grown,
I've got to jump in on that real quick. And Gracie has a tube top, but it goes from like way modest height. Now hold on. And it goes down to her belly button. It's not like a little skinny tube top. So, and that is what she can wear when
I'm
oh yeah.
Right here.
No. It goes from like collarbone area almost down to her, over her belly button. But there's no sleeves and there's no top. There's no shoulders. There's no nothing. So, okay. And it's a Hollister.
I'm this much disappointed, Crystal. Let me finish though.
That she's allowed to wear when we go to the beach. Okay. And she wears it over her bathing suit.
Okay. That's the deal.
Yeah. You know?
Without like here's the thing, that little known fact about I guess I was gonna say men, but I really should say pervs. So little known fact about pervs is when it comes to women, any skin that is exposed is all it takes.
I know, like, a short sleeve shirt, oh my God, I can see your fucking elbow.
Exactly, like, you know what I'm saying, like, that's all it takes is, like, if I can see, like, a little bit of cleave, or a belly button, you know what I'm saying,
I know.
I can see the knee, like,
Yeah.
I don't know, like, I've never found knees attractive, that's just me.
Above the knee.
To a perv, it don't matter.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, but that being said, Gracie is modestly dressed normally. But if she's going to the beach, she's going to be wearing a fucking bathing suit. Put a tube top over it. I don't care.
Yeah, it's just like, bathing suit like for me, that's always a concern because I have daughters. And I'm like,
I know,
you know, and I know pervs. For me, the belly button, I feel like that's too much. Like, even though everything else is covered, the belly button to me is too much. It's too
really?
It's
okay.
Too,
okay.
It's too intimate of an area.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
All right. I feel you on that.
I respect that. I completely respect that.
Yeah.
You know, that being said, Gracie does have a two-piece bathing suit, but it's a tankini. It's not like a string bikini. She has no bikinis. They're tankinis. Right. They're like tank tops that are, you know. And you
look at kids, not some of these kids out there, they tell you what they is.
Fucking string goddamn bikini. I got a niece that wears shit that I'm like, dude, Madison, put some fucking clothes on. my niece is, she's 17 now, and she is fucking beautiful. Right. And she is the sweetest, most modest thing in the world, but she'll wear clothes. You're like, goddamn, girl. Put some fucking clothes on.
I'm going to tell you just like that. Just like this, a situation like that is a facade, because they know, they like, well, we know we ain't doing nothing, but we want y'all to think we is, or we want the attention.
Exactly.
Ain't doing nothing.
Exactly. And I know she's not.
But it's as a parent, as an uncle, a brother, a male cousin, a close, that's gonna piss your ass off.
Right.
Oh yeah.
That's why she doing, like, even though she's probably smart as a whip.
Yeah. Right.
The flip side of that, though, when it comes to parenting, is parenting, you got to stop raising boys to be pervs, bro. Like, goddamn. Like, how is this hard?
Right.
Like,
bro, you know why,
I don't understand.
I'm going to tell you, and you don't have boys. But
I don't have boys.
And this is something I don't do to my kids. I've never done to my kids. But peer pressure is a motherfucker, bro.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Peer pressure from dudes that's older than you.
Yeah.
My dad used to peer pressure. Boy, you getting some yet? Boy, I'm 11.
I'm
Jones still, dude.
Goddamn.
What are you talking about? But,
and that to me is like, that's why I'm so happy I got daughters, because I'm like, that whole notion.
You can
notion,
teach you where the pool comes from.
One thing before Gracie walks in. Somebody asked John about having a boy or a girl. John said, I hope I have a boy. And they, I can't say it now.
No, but like, for me, like my daughter is like, she likes princesses and stuff like that, unicorns and all this girly stuff, right?
Yeah.
And a part of me is like, oh God, I need, like, I need to get a basketball in her hand or something, you know what I'm saying?
No,
but I'm like,
shut up.
Right. But I'm like, no, let her enjoy this, because this is her innocence. This is every, you know what I'm saying? This is all she needs right now. She don't need to know about the rest of the world. She don't need to know about how hard things can get. She's a kid. Let her live. That's the whole thing with boys as well. You got to do that same thing. Let them have their G.I. Joes. Yes. Right. Let them be kids.
And let them
play. And then when they become, like, when they get to that peer pressure stage, that's a tough world to deal with. Because right. As a parent, you got to figure out how to break through that noise.
Exactly.
No, it ain't that. You want them to be ready for peer pressure stage.
Yeah.
Right. But you don't want them to be. Yeah.
You want them to be ready. But when it hits you, hope they don't fall.
Exactly.
You hope the situation ain't that sweet that they fall into it. You know what I'm saying? So you right. like this. Because you hope that your parenting was good enough.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Because I'm like, I got to ask this. Was there anything that you ever did in your childhood or even in your adulthood that you did because of peer pressure?
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a human.
Some of the dumbest. First off, I tried to screw a chick after a funeral. Because my cousin.
After a funeral?
Yeah.
Listen,
don't judge me.
I'm not judging.
But
a funeral? Dude, really? No judgment.
I'm 14. I'm 13. Somebody said 13 somewhere in there. Yeah. No.
Okay.
I wasn't even thinking about that when I was 13. Anyway, continue.
Phoenix. Look at me, Phoenix. Phoenix.
Yeah.
Look at
me. Yeah.
That gets edited out. That don't make it. That don't make it.
Uh-huh. I got you.
Throwing rocks at a house, throwing rocks through a window. Mm. Throwing rocks through a window. I also peer pressured my brother though, but yeah, like throwing rocks through a window. Yeah.
I know for me, the thing that stands out the most is I let my girlfriend sort of ruin my high school junior year. It was pretty much just like I did whatever she wanted me to do. So,
Yeah,
she was putting it on me. I had to listen to her.
There you go. See, I see nothing wrong with that.
Wait, Chris, you gotta understand. I'm from the street.
Yeah, but.
See, hold on, wait a minute. Let me explain this to you.
See, I read your lips there, Crystal.
Listen, he would have been a sucker. We would have been laughing at him. At the same time, after school or whatever, that's what we would have been trying to do. Why he had the courage to do it in school.
We would have been like,
you was a sucker. You was this, that, and third. We would have been cold dogging. Phoenix, man, I salute you, man. You was the real guy, man. You was the real guy.
But he would have been the one smiling.
Yeah, right.
He gets some.
I was getting it.
There you go. Yeah.
I remember back in middle school, like I was dry all of middle school, right? But I'm like, I used to hear, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, we 13, 14, 15? Used to hear dudes talk about, you know, smashing. I'm like, look. No. at 14, 15, I'm not, I'm, no, like, that's gross. Come on, like no, nah, I don't want to do that.
This was me, y'all.
Man, ew.
Whatever, man.
Gross. That's gross.
Whatever, bro.
I don't care.
I'm just saying, whatever. You ain't hit it yet, whatever, man.
Oh my God!
Hey, that's how you add some peer pressure, man. But back on track.
You were talking about peer pressure.
But you hope that you just try to get the kid ready for peer pressure. Right. We got hip to peer pressure when it happened. We didn't get warned about it. Like,
yeah, right. I was never warned about peer pressure.
Yeah, it kind of snuck up on you. The
worst thing I ever got was you know, I remember my grandmother saying, you know, if she jumps off a bridge, you're going to jump off a bridge too?
Right, right. So cute. And like that example though is,
but who hasn't heard that?
Like, yeah, everyone's heard it, but at the same time it's still very effective because it's like I know, like, I was told that when I had some really close friends. Like, we were best friends. I was like, we practically fam. And, but, like, yeah, if they jumped off a bridge, like, no, bro, I'm not jumping after you. I mean, I'd be sorry. I love you. And I'd be sad that you're gone. But, like, you ain't going to get that kind of devotion out of me.
What am I? Bye.
Hey, it'd be like, that motherfucker jumped for real.
Like, oh, Lord, no.
The Burning Rant with Phoenix Clouden.
Just wanted to let you all know that if you are not voting Democrat in the 2020 election, you ain't black. In case you didn't know that. Your boy Joe Biden is making the case for his presidential run really hard to listen to and to come by. So he has an interview on The Breakfast Club with Charlemagne Tha God. The interview's about an hour long. And, like, the crazy thing is that whole "you ain't black" clip, it's like the tail end of the interview. But if you actually listen to the whole interview, he says a bunch of, like, ridiculous shit. Like, just either flat out lies or just proving that he has no vision, no plan. Like, God damn, he's the worst candidate we could have chosen to go against Donald Trump. Holy shit. But on top of that, the whole "you ain't black if you don't vote for Biden over Trump," like, I get it, okay? I won't say I get that, but, like, I get what he was trying to say, right? He's trying to say that, you know, you're not looking out for your interest, I guess, if you feel that Trump is a better pick for you than Biden. The problem is that Biden has no ideas for the black community. And even when he was called out on this by Charlemagne, what did he say? He said, well, I authorized the Voting Rights Act. First off, every Republican senator authorized the Voting Rights Act. So, yeah, like, that's nothing. Not to mention, the Voting Rights Act was in 1965. What have you done for us lately? You know what I'm saying? I get it. You know what I'm saying? That is somewhat important, but is it anything that you have contributed to our economic or, you know, even pure survival at this point? I'm like, bro, they just killed a guy today. Just killed a guy yesterday who was unarmed, who was arrested, who was on the ground, and put their freaking knee in his throat. So I get the Voting Rights Act. Yeah, that's cute. But where's the criminal justice reform? Where's the police accountability bill? You know what I'm saying? Where's the increase of minimum wage? Where is improving our healthcare centers? Where is investing in our communities? Where is legalized marijuana? Like, bro, you are not offering anything to the black community, and you got the fucking nerve to tell us we ain't black if we don't support you? Who the fuck are you? Bro, you have no standing right now in the black community. You have no idea what black people are going through at this point in time. And you are offering absolutely fucking nothing. And you are staring us in the face, telling us that I'm not going to give you shit. Trump isn't going to give you shit. But you may as well go with me because what? I got a fucking D beside my name? Bro, fuck you. Fuck Joe Biden. He making this election so fucking hard because he's there. Just because he's there. He should not be the Democratic nominee. I'm pissed off that he is, and I personally wish he would leave this race so that Bernie Sanders could take over and be an actual champion for actual working people. Because that is what Joe Biden is not. And he damn sure is not a friend to the black community just because he was Barack Obama's VP. That means absolutely nothing to me. So, I don't know what to say. Joe Biden is, I have no kind words. I haven't had kind words for him this entire primary election. And to be frank, you know what it's like to feel like tossed aside every election cycle just because people feel like your vote is owed to them? That's what that felt like. Not offering anything, not gonna give you anything, don't have any plans for your survival, for your economic benefit, but I expect your vote. You can expect this, motherfucker. Expect that. This is Phoenix Cloud, and this has been The Burning Rant. I'm out of here. Peace. It's getting late. We have a question of the week this week.
My question, are we ready for 58 degrees for a high on Sunday?
58, that'll sound like a miracle, honestly.
We're going to be freezing. It's going to be so cold. All right, my question of the week. I don't really have one. Is anybody, once the country is open, supposedly, are we all willing to go on vacation somewhere?
I'm staying in Ohio. I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I probably
would travel like in a super big pack, man, but
6 feet apart.
I don't probably would travel right now.
Vacation is probably out of the question.
I probably won't travel till October, November time, man.
Nah, yeah, vacation is out of the question until about 2022.
I'm thinking that, yeah. That's where I am.
That's over with.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Because there's going to be a lot of people that's going to say, hell yeah, I'm gone. Because I know some motherfuckers that's gone in August.
Hey, listen, all I know is the motherfuckers better, like, not come back to Ohio. Like, wherever you go, stay your bitch ass there till 2025.
I
feel it.
All right, y'all, we got to get up out of here. It's been the Culture Shock.
All right, now.
It's Phoenix.
It's Licks.
And it's Crystal.
We'll see you guys next week.
Over.
Peace.
Out.